Grand Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Hamas has released two elderly women it held hostage for more than 2 weeks. Egypt's state-run TV has shown post-release video of them. CBS's Roxana Saberi in Tel Aviv.
The two women that we saw on TV match photographs posted by a website kept by the families of missing Israelis and Israelis held hostage by Hamas. The website says the women are ages 85 and 83.
The latest on the fighting from CBS's Tina Kraus.
Israel's military says it launched more than 300 airstrikes over the past day, aimed at Hamas operational infrastructure and military targets in the Gaza Strip. Israeli defense forces have also started limited ground raids in Hamas-controlled territory. This Tier 1 commando says he's already spent 5 days fighting Hamas militants inside Israel's borders.
We didn't sleep, we didn't eat, we fought all the time.
There could be more of that if Israel follows through with a ground invasion.
There's some relief in Gaza with three convoys crossing in from Egypt today. The UN's Andrea Di Domenico says they need more than food and water.
Fuel is a critical commodity, not only for the desalination plant, but is critical for hospital, is critical for delivery of water, the pumping of water, but also bakeries and other shops that we need to use to produce the food.
Nine Republicans say they want to be the next House Speaker, but CBS's Nicole Killian says one appears to have the edge.
GOP whip Tom Emmer seems to have that front runner status at the moment. Keep in mind, he is number three in leadership, the Republican whip, so he really has been tasked over the better part of this year as the person to try to rally all sides to win agreement on various pieces of legislation.
Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn tells CBS News he's been trying to influence his fellow Republicans with bags of McDonald's cheeseburgers. He's a former franchise owner. Automaker Stellantis says it's outraged that 6,800 auto workers have walked out of its biggest money-making plant, a Dodge Ram factory north of Detroit. The company says the strike came after what it calls productive conversations with the union and a new improved offer. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has answered charges in a New York federal courtroom, but not this reporter's question.
Senator, were you a foreign agent to Egypt? Senator, did you betray your country?
Menendez has pled not guilty to conspiracy and bribery. He's accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in cash and gifts from Egyptian businessmen in exchange for using his influence to help them. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 191 points in today's trading. The Nasdaq gained 35. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Suicide and Crisis Lifeline receives $17 million in federal funds to expand services. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline Service answers 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline calls, texts, and chats from Wisconsin-based phone numbers and locations. These funds will be used to create more jobs within the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline workforce, build connections with organizations that serve those experiencing mental health or substance use emergencies, and raise statewide awareness of the service.
There will be a public hearing in Wisconsin Rapids today on childhood obesity. The speakers' task force will discuss the tours happening around the state. At 1:30, the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin will discuss their program, We're All Moving. This is a collaborative project working toward lowering obesity rates within the Menominee Nation. That's at the River Block Auditorium in room 206 at 1:30 today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May. Expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere, but for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number one with an important match in Nebraska tomorrow night against the number two ranked Cornhuskers. Both teams undefeated 18-0. The match begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and good seats in Lincoln going as high as $400 a ticket. College football, the Badgers at Illinois tomorrow afternoon. The kickoff in Champaign at 2:30. Wisconsin with a new quarterback, Braden Locke, in his first start. Head coach Luke Fickle says he seems to have the support of his teammates.
Guys rallying around him, guys understanding who he is, guys having confidence and belief in him. We got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking in the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
The right don't mind if a speaker fight continues to be protracted and may even prefer it that way. They're doing exactly what the base wants.
Yeah, break it and burn it down.
As Republicans were resisting, Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio's attempt to become speaker last week, a talking point emerged among some of his boosters. The House needed to get back to business. Stat! It was too important! So just sign on the dotted line, install the Freedom Caucus guy, and get over with it. The argument effectively went. Here's what Jordan said Friday. We need to get to work for the American people. We need to do what we said we're going to do. We can't open the House until we get a speaker.
I did not have sex, that woman, Miss Lewinsky, and I need to get back to work for the American people.
Dominic, that argument didn't prove compelling. Not only did Republicans proceed to kill off Jordan's speaker bid, but they then decided it was okay to leave town for a few days.
Yeah, you know, why not?
The urgency of the country's business apparently having suddenly subsided and taken a backseat to the desire to go home for the weekend, or maybe the cabin. Don, but even that exercise presupposed something that we probably shouldn't take for granted, that Republicans actually feel a sense of urgency. What if, And bear with me on this one, Dom. Certain Republicans don't really care if there's a prolonged period without a speaker and are willing to leverage that for what they want. Even if five Republicans have internalized that posture, it could prove a hugely significant hurdle, given the winner needs 217 votes. There are only 221 House Republicans, and that's when Van Orden shows up. New polling suggests this kind of sentiment is actually embraced by a significant number of Republican voters. Dominic, some Suffolk University polling. Here were the choices. Now, understand, binary choices can force people to, you know, polarize in ways that they wouldn't otherwise, but here are a couple of the choices. Number one, Congress needs to elect a speaker as soon as possible to fund immediate needs like support for Israel, Ukraine, and to prevent a government shutdown in November. Or number two, here's plan B, Dom.
Plan B.
I don't care if Congress elects a speaker. Every day that goes by without a speaker means that Congress can't waste more of our tax dollars. Dom, Americans chose the former speaker now option by a very wide margin, 67% to 25%. Hell, Democrats preferred it 86 to 10. And we're the minority party, right? 86% of Democrats want this, even though fundamentally the Republicans are demonstrating they don't know how to govern. And we still want to see the chaos end. But among Republicans, it's not nearly so overwhelming, Dom. Fewer than 6 in 10, about 57%, cited the urgent need for a speaker. But 34% of Republicans chose the latter option.
And the letter being, quote, I don't care if Congress elects a speaker. Every day that goes by without a speaker means Congress can't waste more of our tax dollars.
And Dom, the lack of urgency is even more pronounced when you drill down a little further. For instance, 40% of people backing Donald Trump in the Republican presidential primary said they don't care when Congress elects a speaker. 43% of people who called the pro-Trump outlet Newsmax their most trusted media outlet. Damn, I wouldn't admit that, not even to a pollster, Dom.
Crudy, this comes with some caveats. One is that these binary choices can push people who aren't passionate towards an option they may not completely agree with. For instance, Republicans who believe the U.S. shouldn't send aid to Ukraine might be turned off by the speaker now option mentioning funding Ukraine as an immediate need. But it's not the only question on which Republicans are clearly less insistent upon the government functioning as usual. The same poll shows a majority of Republicans at 55% prefer standing firm in upcoming negotiations and shutting down the government, if need be, to obtain spending cuts. Just 37% said they would prefer negotiating a compromise to avoid a shutdown. Again, the binary choice caveat applies, but all of it speaks to the willingness of a significant number of Republicans to use brinkmanship to get what they want and not caring as much about the potential cost of hamstringing the government in the process. And I would just throw this in there. I mean, actual costs. I mean, there are actual costs of shutting down the government. There's actual costs associated with winding it back up again. There's actual costs with paying bills late. But I digress. In the case of those who don't feel urgency to elect a speaker now, it's not close to a majority. But one of the unhelpful realities for today's House GOP leadership is that there are a handful of members who are content to cater to a small but substantial and vocal portion of the party. If 4 in 10 Trump supporters tend toward a particular view, there's an audience for it, a constituency to lean on, and TV appearances to be booked. At the very least, these members will go right on believing that the potential cost for their ostensibly principled push to gain a like-minded speaker aren't that severe. And after more than a decade of Republicans pushing toward shutdowns and potential debt ceiling breaches, that probably shouldn't be too surprising, Aaron Blake. No, it's not surprising whatsoever.
844-967-2789. You're such a cynic. You're never surprised, are you, Dom?
I mean, really? What's going on right now? Absolutely not. If there were a reaction to it, if there was a pushback from a majority of them, I think that they wouldn't be in the situation that we are in. And I got to tell you, if Newsmax is your most trusted source, you know what I mean? I really think, and man,
Foxy News ain't conservative enough for my taste.
I 52, I've read a bit, been around a bit, always got more to learn, certainly, no doubt about it. But if you think that just shutting the lights off and walking away is any sort of solution to anything ever, then you're really not down for any sort of representative government. You're not.
But I'm not sure that's what they're doing. They're actually seeking the message they want to hear, Dom, that they're okay, that this is the right choice. Trump's the right guy, and chaos is the way you run the government, because at least they ain't spending your tax dollars. 844-967-2789. I've been told, you know, try to speak more normally on the radio, but I can't do it, Dom. Talk like a dog.
You know, isn't that normal? If you talk how you talk, that's how normal is for you.
Well, you know, I have an authoritarian tone.
We are the Devil's Advocates radio show. You may join us at 844-967-2789.
You sound like you're doing the people's mic.
Is that normal? PT from the left just calls. Welcome, man. Happy Monday.
I know PT ain't normal. Welcome, PT.
Well, you answered my question as to why they're answering it that way. If Newsmax is their most watched source of news, well, there you have it. But it begs the question, is Newsmax, you know, spreading this, or are they saying, yeah, we don't need that? Is that what we're doing on that channel?
Don't you think that's the sentiment on every conservative channel, right-wing talk radio, Fox News, OAN, Newsmax? The sentiment is, you're not being harsh enough. You need to shut it down. You need to elect a new speaker. You need to whatever. You know, they think they can ram their ideology through force of will, and if you're just more willful, you'd get things done. But of course, that's not how a democracy works, PT. So they're willing to throw out the whole democracy experiment, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess I are they trying to justify that in their own minds as why we don't need it? Or are they, you know, kind of dissuading themselves, like, we don't need that because the backlash from not doing this is going to be significant. But apparently it's not affecting the GOP at all.
Well, it is affecting them, PT. They look like clowns, man. I mean, the American people, we are aware. You see what's happening. I see what's happening. Republicans, independents also see what's happening. I don't know if we have a short enough memory. It's all going to be about the economy next year. And if gas prices are above $4, you know, Joe Biden's screwed. But I'd like to think, PT, that there's enough memory amongst the American people. They're looking at this and they're thinking, never again. We're never giving these clowns another chance to break the government. And if they shut the government down in the middle of November, if they allow this to happen, or through their ineptitude or whatever it is, this MAGA death wish, if they shut down the government, PT, I mean, God, man, there better be an electoral price to pay. When do the Democrats get control and shut stuff down? I never recall that ever happening under Democratic leadership. Am I wrong, PT?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. But it's the base that doesn't think this is a problem. So, but considering the source, right?
Well, that, and that's the whole thing. And you got to wonder then, PT, and thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. How much the base is truly informed as to what the facts are. Let's not forget, Fox News, $800 million for what? Lying to their audience, right? The Kraken lady pleading guilty. The attorney Cheesebro pleading guilty. They've been lying to you this whole time. The media, the lawyers for Trump, Trump himself, the MAGAs, the elected officials, you Republicans, if you don't know, you have terrible judgment. If you do know, you're part of the conspiracy.
That's how he normally talks. He's always like that. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks, and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 49 tonight under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 69, overcast skies. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Dominic, we keep getting recommendations for the Republican caucus soundtrack. Bringing the Clowns was, you know, not well accepted by the panelists. Although we did play it for you. We tortured your ass. But a few of the recommendations. A, the Laverne and Shirley theme song. I'd like a flushing out of why. Why? Laverne and Shirley, I like that show. Someone's offering PT love. That's a rarity. Sorry, PT. Crudy and Dob, PT, we are awake to move the needle with knowledge. Some are. Some less civically knowledgeable. You know, I hope you tell your Trumpster uncle. Listen to the devil's advocates. We have
a call. We take all callers, man. You know, we get it. That's how we do it. That's fine.
Unless you're CJ and you've been banned for the public pumpkin spice season. You know, some did point out, though, public, I can't even say it, pumpkin spice season for some lingers into like January. So, no, October is the ban, CJ. You're getting close. A week, next week, when I'm back from DC, call us next week. Maybe we'll make time for you. Maybe. 844-967-2789. A couple of new names. Mike from Glendale. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago. And formerly, former life, I worked at the Chicago Board of Trade, and I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME and the CBOT. I've seen the stickers on the gas pump with Joe Biden. I did that. And all these people that think that Joe Biden controls gas prices. So at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we traded these things called futures contracts in commodities. Hogs, live cattle, pork bellies, grains.
Yeah, man, I saw trading places with Eddie Murphy. I get it.
My point is that any idiot that thinks that Joe Biden controls commodity prices, for example, in New York, they actually do trade futures contracts on unleaded gasoline. They also trade crude oil futures. And anyone who has an ounce of brains understands there are many factors controlling the market. Not Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, not any president controls commodity prices. Sorry.
But, Mike, you know how...
There you are.
What did James Carville say? It's the economy, stupid. And you know whoever is the president gets blamed for geopolitical problems. They get blamed for recessions, for shifts in the economy.
And they take credit when things go well as also. Mike.
Even if they have little or no control over that.
But to have people put little stickers on gas pumps is taking it to a new level of ignorance.
Well,
I think sometimes they embrace the ignorance. But Mike, I got to tell you, man, a lot of people don't get the commodities trading futures thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't get, you know, high finance and how these things actually work, Mike. And so I think a lot of these politicians, they play on that because they know that a lot of their constituents are not down with how it all works.
Yeah. I remember I worked for a guy and I swear he was like Rain Man for wheat futures. He knew every receipt, where it was, what grain elevator in the United States it was. He knew what type of wheat it was. He knew which countries had subsidies to buy American wheat. There's so many factors that go into the final price of a commodity. It would spin your head, not Joe Biden or Trump or any politician, but yes.
There you go, Mike, to educate people.
I appreciate it, Mike. Great call, man. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. Tell all your friends. Join us anytime at 844-967-2789.
Never watched WKRP with Les Nessman. He'd always give you the pork belly futures. He was the winner of the Hawkeye Buckeye Award a couple times over, if I recall.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was the big guy that said that. 844-967-2789. Jack from Racine. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Racine. What's up, Jack? Hey.
I've been thinking about Wisconsin Republicans and where they're at in this, in particular Congress people right now, where they're at in this speaker fight, but where they're at generally in terms of Trump, et cetera. I'm trying to figure out who's calling the tune for these people. What is it, Johnson? Is it Fitzgerald? I mean, the only two people who voted not, the only two congressmen who voted not to certify Joe Biden were Tiffany and Fitzgerald. And yet they all seem to run for cover. They're going to, you know, we saw Style. We saw all of them.
Gallagher. Oakland
voting for Trump's guy for the speaker. So who's pushing them around? I just can't believe they all are that stupid. I know Johnson is.
Jack, you're going to have to start believing a little more, man.
Yeah, but what do you think? Which one of them is Ron Johnson really calling the tune for all the Republicans in this state? I mean, Voss runs for cover whenever Trump gets into something, he changes his position. Who's in charge?
Jack. A great question. My answer would be I can't imagine it's Ron Johnson. You know what I mean? I just don't see how Ron Johnson whips up, you know, every other elected Republican in the state of Wisconsin. But he is the senior Republican out of the state of Wisconsin. So obviously that has some sway. But I like your point. I mean, I don't know it offhand, but I think you mentioned it, Jack, of the Wisconsin Republican delegation. We know Tiffany and Fitzgerald voted against certifying the 2020 election. But I, based on what you're saying, I guess I'm unclear. Gallagher and Style voted to certify. I know Gallagher was all up in arms about he actually went live on his social media when
on January 6th, before he lost his courage, like McCarthy. Yes.
Well, at
and
some
the rest
point,
of the entire
he did the
party.
Right thing. He did the right thing to start. And then what? Apparently, then it became Ron Johnson's mantra that it was, they're just peaceful protesters staying within the velvet ropes.
Don't stop believing, Wisconsin. Here's who's in charge of the Republican Party, Donald Trump. Want to know who's ginning up all this mischief, this chaos? This is Trump's party, top to bottom. January 6th, believers and all, they're all MAGA. Come back, more devils.
As God is my witness.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always. Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected. Get help.
I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Happier Happy Hour. The text line lighting up with soundtrack requests for this chaotic House of Representatives burning down the house. We played that one a few times in the last couple of weeks, Tom.
It's been a regular on the circulation these days.
Well, that's because they haven't had a speaker since October 3rd. It's going on 3 weeks. That's not a sign of a party that's ready to lead a nation. Going back to the phone lines, I got another thought, but let's get yours first at 844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County, I believe you're next. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? I appreciate the dialogue and your show. I've got a question for you guys about Afghanistan. And remember when Uncle Joe, Slow Joe, left $90 billion in equipment Don't you think that's kind of aiding and fueling the Hamas war in Israel? I mean, you guys got a clue? Nobody talks about that.
When's the last time you did a deployment in the Middle East, Bill? When's the last time you had a briefing on Middle Eastern security? Because I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert on what armaments Hamas is using against the Israeli people. But I would say if it was the U.S. armaments, those are the ones getting through the Iron Dome. But as near as I could tell, most of those policies in Afghanistan were set in place by the former president, Donald Trump, dude. I mean, if you're going to withdraw $90 million worth of armaments, it takes some planning. And the last guy set the wheels in motion. First, he let some Taliban, about 5,000, out of prison. And then he set this withdrawal plan in place, this rapid fire, feed it to Joe Biden and make him look bad sort of plan. Now, did Joe Biden handle it spectacularly? Bill, I'm not going to lie to you and say he did. Could they have done things better? Could they have secured the embassy better? Yes, I think they should have. But ultimately, is this a failure of more than one administration? I think so. I think you got to look at both of them, Bill, the last one and the current one.
Bill, what's your opinion on how Donald Trump, you know, handled that, as Kruti said, let out those Taliban and set the terms of the deal that the next administration had to follow? How did Trump do, Bill?
Well, if the Trumpster was still president, we wouldn't be in this fiasco.
No, you didn't answer my question, though, Bill. Bill, specifically, Donald Trump let 5,000 Taliban go. Do you agree with that? Can we agree that that's a fact?
Well, that's true. That's a fact.
Okay. Can we also agree that Donald Trump, if I may, Bill, can we also agree as a fact that Donald Trump set the terms for the withdrawal of American forces out of Afghanistan prior to the Biden administration? Do we agree on that fact?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, try reading a newspaper, my friend. It's knowledge that's... Go ahead, Bill.
I don't know about the logistics of that. You know, maybe I'm not up totally on that, but I...
But Bill, I totally get it, man. But if you're going to make those kinds of statements, don't you think those are the kinds of things you should have in your back pocket if you're going to call out the current administration for, you know, having to deal and play with the cards that were dealt by the last administration?
Well, where are we getting this money? Where are we getting this money to fund all these wars? We're going to print more money until we're all broke? Is anybody going to come to this country and rescue us?
Well, these are great points. No, man, no one's coming to rescue us, Bill. We need to rescue ourselves. And if we're going to be honest about it, we got to look back at the Bush tax cuts and the Trump tax cuts. You want to talk about why we have the national debt that we do? Look at the last 40 years of tax cuts. If we did not incur all those tax cuts and we got that revenue, we would not be in the situation that we are in, Bill. Those are facts, man. I'm going to tell you.
Bill.
So, yes, while I'm very down with you and I agree that we need fiscal discipline, Donald Trump incurred more debt to this country than any other president by far. Do you agree with that fact?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, then we need to do a little research, man, because that's the facts, Jack. Bill, thanks for the call, man.
You know, I think it's a two-pronged issue. Under Trump, we cut the revenues. Under Biden, we increased the expenditures. And the last time I checked, and that was just this weekend, Dom, we're running like a $1.7 trillion annual deficit. Here's the interesting part. Republicans only seemingly care about that when it's a Democratic administration.
Well, certainly. And the revenues are down, right? Revenues are down. Why? Because of tax policy. What tax policies? Well, the ones started by Republicans. Going back to even Reagan years, man. I mean, within my lifetime, born in 71, Bill, within my lifetime, if those tax cuts that Reagan and Bush and some Dems obviously went through on some of these things as well, and Trump, if those were not incurred, we would not have the debt. It's almost the same amount of money of debt that we have right now. So when you get politicians up there and they're going to play the games and, you know, cater to their donors, because lots of the donors, they got lots of money. They want to keep more of their money and get that whole thing. But if we did not embrace that and engage in those situations, we wouldn't have the debt. Because at the end of the day, we still need the revenue. We still need the money to govern, to do our thing. And we can tinker on the edges. We can do all sorts of things. Well, when's the last time the Pentagon budget got cut? Never, right? You know what I'm saying? So we make these determinations. We make these decisions. We get the government that we deserve, and the government that we've elected decided over the last several decades to engage in these particular policies. And those particular policies have brought us to this point. Now, that can't be rectified. You raise taxes on the rich, man. It's very simple. Just undo what we did. Because obviously, even those Republicans and some of those Dems that voted for those tax cuts were down with that for the political reasons and the timing that they did. But if you don't address, you know, the expense side, there's two sides of the equation, right? Well, let's just reduce the tax. Ah, great, great. Well, if you're not going to address the other side, then you got to borrow more. I mean, that's just how you make it work.
Just so we're clear, though, the $1.7 billion and trillion dollars in tax cuts under Trump, that was not a single savings. That was in over the course of time.
And that actually costs more than $1.7 trillion.
Sure. But we are literally running a $1.7 trillion deficit each year currently under current expenditures and current revenues. So there's quite a gap. And this has been precipitated and it's grown larger. And we've got rising inflation. And we still have not moved beyond
that. Debt service costs more when you have a lot, borrow a lot of money. Yes, that's also a thing.
Well, what do you think is the most important thing to the American people? I guess I'm asking you, Dominic, and you, the American people, the people listening right now, what's the most important thing? Because I worry that this chaos, this congressional chaos, right? I mean, if I see a $1.7 trillion deficit and I'm seeing these guys in charge, well, yeah, I kind of like that chaos. They're not spending any more money. They don't have any control currently over their own checkbook because the Congress is without leadership, right? Well, from the perspective of a working class Joe Sixpack, that doesn't seem like such a bad idea to me anymore because the groceries have gone up and the gasoline has gone up. And I don't know why. I can't tell you what the commodity of wheat prices are selling for on the COMEX exchange in Chicago day to day, but I can tell you bread costs more, gas costs more, right? So my fear is Joe Biden is sucking it for these policies that have been not just tax policies, but also, you know, cheap money policies. The cost of borrowing has been near zero for 20 years. Money has been nearly free for the big institutions, maybe not for you and I.
Oh, yeah, easy for them. Right.
But now we got mortgage rates at approaching 8%.
8%, yeah.
And people are not able to move up. Have another kid, guess what? You're stuck. Because if your mortgage rate's below 6, you're not going to eat it at 8 and go into a bigger house, not unless you're doing very, very well.
Well, but again, the Fed, the independent Fed, can only do what they can do to try to tamp down the economy. And they're concerned about, you know, obviously increasing inflation. So they have very few tools in their box.
Crush the American consumer. And Wall Street will do better.
And push up unemployment. I mean, that's the fix.
Stick it to the worker. That's basically the fix for the American economy. Well, and what do you know? The American worker has been resilient because they need workers out there in the economy. So they just can't tamp down that inflation. So they keep raising rates. And that's continuing to happen. And now to afford the median home price in the United States, I looked this up over the weekend. $410,000, the median home price. It's actually gone down a couple grand recently for lack of home stock, for lack of inventory. But you have to make $115,000 per year to afford a house now. It's a household income. The average household in America makes about 75 grand. Something's not going to work ongoing. And my fear is these financial headwinds are going to get blamed on Biden and the policies of the Democratic Party. This is Bidenomics coming home to roost. You think it was bad when gas was $3.50 and they were putting Joe Biden did that? Wait until there's a recession and employment starts crumbling, and that's all going to be Joe Biden's fault. We're not going to remember the chaos in the Congress. It's all Joe Biden's fault. That's my fear.
Well, but you also have to also take it in the context of what the last administration, again, you talk about short memories. I mean, the reaction that the Trump administration had to COVID was to deny it, right? Didn't embrace any sort of, you know, the masks or all that stuff and drove the economy into the dirt, man.
I mean, but I don't want to talk about the last guy.
But listen, you can't. This is the legacy, American man. You consumer. Can't not talk about the last guy, man. This is part of our job. We need to let them know. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, you look at the tax breaks from Reagan to Bush to Trump. Add all that stuff up. What does it equal? Oh, man, it's amazing. It's about the same amount of dollars as our debt. You know what I mean? These are very basic, simple things to explain to people, man. And yes, we are very short-sighted. What's all about the next quarter? But we cannot accept the fact and not remember and remind people of where we came from, why we're here, and what we need to do to get out of this.
Yeah, but we're in year three of Joe Biden's economy. It's getting a little late to start blaming Donald Trump. Now, a year or two ago, sure. At some point, the trajectory is Biden's. At some point, this is his economy. And I'm just telling you, that is the reality. And we can say, but the last guy sucked. No doubt. I lived through it, man. It was chaos. But the current guy, if you can't afford a house and you can't afford to fill up the gas tank, is going to be paying for the sins of the last guy. And the typical American voter, and I don't mean the educated, smart people that listen to this fine radio program, but I'm talking about the average guy living out there in Grant County saying, why can't I fill up the pickup truck? Well, Joe Biden did that, right? That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. That's how people make decisions in the curtain ballot room. Oh, man, gas is high. That's Joe Biden's fault. That's my fear. 844-967-2789. It's the economy, stupid. Mike from Benton Harbor. Welcome, Michael. What do you got for us?
Oh, hey, Mike. Geez, are we up against the floating break?
No, you got a few minutes.
Okay. Oh, man. So if you listen to that last caller, you know, the Trumpster, what we're talking about is where people are, you know, where their head is at, and how you can approach them and reach them. You guys are excellent at bandying the truth with these folks. But I think what we need to do and have them on our cable TVs is have more psychology. We need a big dose of psychology in this country to understand what's going on, because I see so often these people, they're called dumb and they're being put down as anti-intellectual. They're not, you know, they're just in a frame of reference where they've departed from as the world we live in. Firstly, I'm a media nut.
You sound like George Lakoff to me, Mike. Are you framing it for us right now?
Well, here's what I'm not sure who that is, but let me just say, for the Afghanistan guy, there's a podcast called A Wish for Afghanistan on the BBC. And if you just go to the BBC and get that podcast, episode 4, Felice Doucette, and talking to a woman about the history of the Afghan situation. Is your breakup yet?
It's coming.
I got to call you guys. Well, I got to talk to you guys for a long time, because I listen to every radio station in the world, okay? And I'll just drop that, and I'll let you guys know.
All right, Mike, but just tell me, what's the greatest radio station ever?
Can you hear us, Mike?
Oh, come on. Oh, no more Mike. All right, Mike.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
It's the Devil's Advocates, man. 844-967-2789. Got some callers holding. Sit tight. We'll get to you next. 844-96-PARTY.
Beauty for Soul.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 49, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 69. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Stick around the Mickey Dawn Show. They're coming up next at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, Newsman Nate has brought me some breaking news about your Milwaukee Bucks. Playing out here in six Civic Media markets starting Thursday. Here's the breaking news. The Greek Freak, Giannis
Antetokounmpo,
he signed his extension. Three years, baby.
Nice. Thank you, Nate. Great news. I was just talking about this today with Steph. Like, oh, what's he doing? What's he waiting on? What's happening? Giannis signed a three-year deal. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what ESPN's reporting, but I trust Newsman Nate and the former Twitterverse. They're reporting it now.
Excellent.
That is excellent news.
That is great. It's great for Milwaukee.
Bucks tipping off. Oh, great for Civic Media, too. We got Bucks in six media markets this Thursday night. The tip-off of the regular season, 76ers coming to town. And then Sunday night, and then Monday night next. A lot of Milwaukee Bucks. 82 regular season games, plus about four rounds of playoffs all the way to the World Championship, Dom.
Yeah, baby.
844-967-2789. Dick from the garage. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. Real quick, can I add one song to the thing of what's going on with this shutdown or whatever it is?
Moved on to Bucks-themed songs, but no, go ahead, Dick.
Okay, it would be Bachman-Turner Overdrive. It's before you guys' time. Taking Care of Business, which we left the work at nothing all day.
Buddy, I marched out to my 1988 high school graduation to Taking Care of Business.
Right, did you man. Really?
I did.
Well, you're older than I thought.
Maybe it was that or you ain't seen nothing yet. I forget which one, but I think it was Taking Care of Business.
Come on, man. Yeah. I'm so old, Dick. I remember the Guess Who, right? Wasn't that where the band started from, the guitar player, right?
Absolutely. And the actual.
Come on, man. I got my 70s rock and roll, baby.
Well, yeah. And the guy that I won't even go there, saying lead was the best. Is the best. Here's where I was going to go with this. The present way they're maneuvering all this stuff, I heard somebody talking about this that said, hey, the South, after the Civil War, there were several people that were involved in what they thought would be the government if they would have won the war, that said, you know, we approached this totally wrong. Totally wrong. We should have never went to war with them. There was no chance we could win. And this is where these guys are looking at this. We're just going to destroy the government from within. We don't need any civil war. We're going to work to destroy this government the way it operates from within. And that's what these people are up to.
They're not even hiding this from us. You remember what Grover Norquist said? We want a government so small we can drown it in a bathtub. They've always told us their goal was to destroy or eliminate functioning government. They've tried to roll it back since the New Deal. They've been trying to roll it back since FDR, man. They hate the social safety net. They hate Social Security and Medicare.
Until they use it, they hate it for everyone else.
Well, they
you know,
until they're the ones that are cashing the checks. You know, that's the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Well, you're comparing the survivor benefits of former Speaker Paul Ryan with a guy like millionaire Ron Johnson, who will never need the Social Security.
But he'll still cash the check.
I bet he will. You know he's no fool. 844-967-2789. Although that last point is arguable. Alex from Madison. Welcome, Alex. What do you got for us?
Hi, Alex.
Oh, I'm so glad. This is my second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Oh,
we lost Alex. What happened, Alex? No! 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And thanks, guys. And thanks, Don, for trying to encapsulate the agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan, signed by Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo, with a government we really didn't recognize, and looking at some of the provisions there, that all the sanctions against the Taliban were due to end under this agreement in March of 2020,
yep,
while Donald Trump was still president. I mean, Donald Trump was the one who left the goods behind, agreed to have all our troops out, lowering troop levels, that he was the one who said all the international troops are going to be out of Afghanistan. I mean, by May of 2021, if I remember, if I read the timeline right.
Yes, that's what I recall.
So Bill from McCormick, you just got to pick up and, look it up. Agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan.
Well, that's not Bill from O'Connell. He was from Grant County, I believe. But
yeah, wherever the it is, it is just
Mark, in his defense, Donald Trump never planned on giving up the presidency. Right. He thought it'd be his second term and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but and Mark, I guess that's the point. There are facts to be known. And if you're inquisitive, if you want to know, if you're going to stand up and grab the soapbox and proclaim something, then you should at least have those facts in your back pocket. Or, you know what I'm saying?
These known are knowns and unknown knowns.
But we appreciate it always, Mark, 844-967-2789.
I love it when we get chastised by the party that put us into a 21-year war and then they complain about the guy that ended it. When's the last time an American soldier died in Afghanistan?
Not since we left. Alex from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Take two, Alex.
Yeah, glad you guys speak with my phone call drop. Real quick, second time caller, Newsmax. You guys were talking about Newsmax.
Yes.
They have they're talking about the madman theory, where it's good to have an American president who is a madman. And they rolled some Nixon tapes, and it was really kind of crazy. The other thing is that no election deniers for Speaker of the House. That's all I've got. Have a great night.
Thank you, Alex. That's a great point. Only two of the nine Republicans running for Speaker are
the most unpalatable to
2020 election. I mean, there's very few to choose from, unfortunately, Alex.
844-967-2789. Maybe time for one more. We'll see. We'll see. Nate's got to work it back there.
We'll just grab it. Karina, is that Karina? Is that Karina? Welcome, Karina. You got about a
Karina.
Hi, guys. Haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes, thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Well, I want to know something. When was talk about Hamas in Russia, our understanding was that America is actually financing that organization. So what happened?
I can only speak to the three-year contract extension that ESPN's reporting Giannis has signed. That's being funded by our tickets and our listenership on the Civic Media Network all across Bucks and Six. Karina, sorry, can't speak to that topic on this very short time frame because we got Maggie Dawn coming up next. Diamond Crute. I'm going to be on the road next, heard from D.C. on Wednesday when we got Mark Pocan and our friend Bill Press. And then Thursday, I'm going to give you a report from Derek Van Orden's office, maybe even Rojo's. We'll see how it goes. Have a great night. Maggie Dawn is next in the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. He's a big Bucks fan.
RPG came through the...
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.